It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We're 29 degrees in Effingham, off a morning low of 28, looking for a high today under sunny skies of 46, but it's still going to be a little windy. We might see wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. We'll double-check the forecast for you at the close of our look at news. Wind chill still at 19, so bundle up. We told you last hour about the fact that Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Springfield in Illinois is celebrating 100 years of providing services to people of all faiths throughout the 28-county Springfield Diocese, and we have since found out that there is news related to that about a presentation recognizing a local business. A little history first. On March 1, 1925, Bishop James Griffin hired a social worker, Miss Elizabeth Kuhlman, as the first and only Catholic Charities employee. Kuhlman was charged with bringing help and relief to the suffering in the Springfield community. And they started a new organization. The bishop started it, the Society of Ladies of Charity. The sole mission of the Ladies of Charity was to provide material support to the new Catholic Charities office. The Ladies of Charity provided blankets and clothing to be given to the needy and paid monthly dues of 10 cents to provide financial aid to the poor served by Catholic Charities. Well, things have grown a little since then, and there are now a total of three more offices in the communities of Effingham, as well as Carlinville and Mattoon, that are operated by Catholic Charities, and of course, they help a whole lot of people each year. Well, let's flash forward 100 years. This past Saturday, March 1st of 2025, Bishop Thomas John Paprocki celebrated Mass at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, recognizing Catholic Charities for its century of compassion, serving all of God's children in need. And they are also announcing they are soon going to launch a centennial fundraising campaign to ensure that future generations will be able to access the services of Catholic Charities if needed. Now, the local tie-in, there was an event as a part of that 100-year celebration, and congratulations to Joe's Pizza and Pasta. Of course, they have many locations in our area. They were awarded the Magnificat Award at the Catholic Charities event in Springfield for all the work they do for Catholic Charities and the Effingham community. Manny Truppiano was there to accept the award, so congratulations to Manny and Joey and everybody at Joe's for that recognition, and thanks for helping so many people along the way. Also in our news this morning, information out of Richland County. The Richland County Sheriff's Office is reporting an in-custody death that occurred at the Richland County Jail early Wednesday morning. Just before 6 a.m. yesterday, correctional staff discovered 62-year-old Donald Pollock unresponsive in his cell. Pollock was unconscious and not breathing. Life-saving measures were immediately initiated and emergency medical services were contacted. Despite these efforts, Pollock was pronounced dead. Pollock had been booked into the Richland County Jail Tuesday evening on low-level firearms and drug-related charges. State police have been contacted. They will conduct an independent investigation into the circumstances surrounding Pollock's death, and the Richland County Coroner's Office will perform an autopsy to determine the cause of death. So that news from Richland County. Illinois lawmakers are educating themselves on what losing federal funding for Medicaid would mean for the state. This comes as Congress is looking to cut $880 billion in spending over the next 10 years. Capital News Illinois reports lawmakers heard from health care experts, Medicaid recipients, and the Department of Health Care and Family Services during a committee hearing Wednesday. They all agreed the loss of funding would be devastating. House Democrats say the hearing was also a way to put pressure on the state's three congressional Republicans to vote against the cuts. But House Republican members say the hearing is just political grandstanding. Congress has till March 14th to pass a budget before a government showdown. Well, we've been talking this week about Lutheran Schools Week for 2025, and here's what's going on at the Lutheran schools in our area. At Altamont Lutheran Interparish School, the theme is The Joy Set Before Us. It's also Bowling Day today, and the kids were encouraged to wear blue, gold, and Rockets gear for all the celebrating going on today. Now, as far as our other area Lutheran school, Trinity Lutheran School in Stewardson, today is Holiday Day. They were encouraged to dress for their favorite holiday and make cards for the supporting congregations. Chicken fried steak on the menu, by the way, at Trinity today. Activities all this week at local Lutheran schools. I mentioned about a business after hours tonight. That'll take place at Legacy Harley-Davidson and will be going on at 5 to 7 this evening. Chamber members and guests are invited. Also, the annual meeting of TREC, the Trails Recreation Effingham County Board, that it's at 11:30 today. They're going to convene at the Effingham Public Library downstairs in the Workman Conference Room. And the Lakeland College Board of Trustees Finance Committee meets this morning. That'll be at 9 o'clock on campus in Mattoon. The board and the committee plans to consider tuition and fee rates for summer 25, fall 25, and spring 2026 terms. They're also going to be talking about insurance matters. So that meeting at 9 this morning. Any recommendations from that committee will then be considered by the full Lakeland Board of Trustees. And speaking of Lakeland, students Jared Kelly of Effingham and Jennifer Utell of Totopolis placed among the top students in Illinois in the 2024 Microsoft Office Specialist State Championship. The MOS State Championship consists of 6 certification exams covering Microsoft Office products such as Word, PowerPoint, and Excel. Kelly placed among the top competitors in Illinois in 2 categories, earning 2nd place in Excel and 5th place in PowerPoint. Utell, meanwhile, finished 4th in Illinois for Microsoft Word. A mention from the city of Effingham that starting tomorrow, work's going to begin to fix a portion of South 4th Street. Here's the plan. According to the city, 4th Street will be closed from the Rondeel Center to the south entrances of Village Apartments and East Handelmeyer Avenue from 4th Street to the north entrance of Village Apartments. That work, again, will start tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The closure will then resume Monday at 7 a.m., and that'll be closed until Friday, March 21st, so a couple of weeks involved. Both the north and south entrances to Village Apartments will remain open. We do have a map on the local news page at 97.9xfm.com and kjcountry.com in case you'd like to take a look at how that might impact you. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
When it comes to your financial future, the best time to start was yesterday. The second best time, today. Hi, I'm Lauren Meinhardt, financial advisor with Smith Moore in Effingham. Whether you're saving for retirement, planning for college, or building wealth, the key is starting early. The earlier you begin, the more time your money has to grow and the closer you'll get to reaching your goals. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Start building your financial future now. Call me, Lauren Meinhardt, at 217-347-5225. Let's make your money work harder. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
When it comes to outdoor power sports, do you want to get out and run or get the runaround?
At Pilsen Power Sports in Mattoon, one thing sets us apart from the rest.
No BS.
Freight and setup charges?
Not at Pilsen. Forced add-on products?
Not at Pilsen.
Shop top brands in side-by-sides, dirt bikes, golf carts, motorcycles, and more. Plus, save now on clearance pricing ahead of our new mega showroom grand opening.
Pilsen Power Sports. Come to play,
never overpay.
Hello, I'm Susan Vogt. I own and operate Guardian Angel Adult Daycare between Effingham and Totopolis. We're open from 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. We offer the best social and interacting care at the most affordable price for adults who are mentally impaired, persons with dementia, Parkinson's, and many other special needs. Caregivers, don't wait. Allow Guardian Angel Adult Daycare to help you keep your loved one at home longer. Call Guardian Angel Adult Daycare at 217-813-6027 and look us up on Facebook.
You're busy. We get it. You need to be able to bank from anywhere, anytime. And you can with LLCU Digital Banking. It's like having an LLCU teller, loan officer, or financial counselor at your fingertips. Make mobile deposits, check balances, pay bills, pay friends, check your credit score, apply for a loan, even make a budget, all from your desktop or mobile device. We know you're busy, so take us with you. Visit llcu.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
I was wrong on the date for that Legacy Business After Hours. It's next Thursday, the 13th, not today. Don't go today for that. It's next Thursday, so my apologies for that. On to deaths on this Thursday. Howard G. Renfro of Effingham died on Friday, February 28th. Funeral services for Howard Renfro will be Monday morning at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Shumway. There will be a visitation time from 9 to 11 on Monday morning. Bremerstead Funeral Home in Stewartson is assisting. Richard Morrison, 72, of Beecher City, died on Tuesday morning. A private family celebration of life will be held at a later date for Richard Morrison. Gieskeen Funeral Home in Altamont is assisting. Mary Ann Roan, 73, of Effingham, formerly of Centralia, died this past Thursday. Funeral arrangements for Mary Ann Roan are pending at the Sutherland Garnier Funeral Home in Centralia. Funeral services for 80-year-old Billy England of Flora will be Sunday at 3 o'clock at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Visitation for Billy England will be from 1 to 3 p.m. Sunday. Funeral services for Albert Sowers, 84, of rural Jewett, will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Jewett Community Church. Visitation for Albert Sowers will be from 4 to 7 Friday evening and from 9 to 10 a.m. Saturday. That's all at the church. Funeral services for 84-year-old Carl or Sonny Biggs of Glen Carbon, formerly of Brownstown, will be Friday evening at 7 o'clock at Gieskeen Funeral Home in Brownstown. Visitation for Sonny Biggs will be from 5 to 7 Friday evening. Funeral services for 81-year-old Nancy Hewing of Totopolis will be Saturday morning at 10:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. Visitation for Nancy Hewing will be from 4 to 7 Friday evening at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. That will be preceded by a 3:45 CCW Rosary. Funeral services for Jeannie Kiefling, 71, of Lakewood, will be Friday morning at 10 o'clock at First Christian Church of Cowden. Visitation for Jeannie Kiefling will be from 5 to 8 tonight at the church. Funeral services for 25-year-old Macy Kentner of Oblong will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at First Christian Church in Oblong. Visitation for Macy Kentner will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday at the church. Funeral services for Joyce Peterson, 78, of Louisville, will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation for Joyce Peterson from 10 to 11 this morning. Funeral services for 79-year-old Susan Hayton of Neoga will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at Swengelodell Funeral Home in Neoga. Visitation for Susan Hayton from 10 to 11 a.m. Friday. Here's a look at our forecast of beauty today. Sunny skies, high of 46. Going to be a little breezy. Winds gusting close to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, then, a 20% chance of rain after midnight. Increasing clouds, a low tonight of 33, but winds down to 5 miles an hour, finally. And then Friday, a 20% chance of rain under partly sunny skies with a high of 55. Rain also a possibility Friday night, but boy, we're looking great for the weekend. Currently in Effingham, off a morning low of 28 and yesterday's high of 53, we are at 29 degrees, wind chill of 19. That's local news. I'm Greg Sepp.